starting tomorrow at the Pacific Pantages Theater in Hollywood. For Los Angeles, the number to call Dick Whittington is Upton 07263, in Orange County 535-7900, and in the San Fernando Valley 981-7900. Now, with a special guest and callers too, here's Dick Whittington.
Time after time.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is the world's smartest person, Dr. Dick, famous wonder talker of Downey, performing more of his miracles here for the next 55 minutes at Upton 07263. Remember, I can talk you well if, when you're calling, you put a blanket over your head and close your eyes and do a lot of believing. Upton 0, and you're not ticklish. Upton 07263. In Los Angeles, in Orange County, 535-7900, and of course out in the valley, 981-7900. We have a guy, I swear this morning, as a guest, I never know until the last minute, only because I don't want to know until the last minute. The rotten, vicious Gary Miller and I work completely independently of each other. In other words, we cannot stand each other. And so as a consequence, this rotten, vicious sadist comes up with guests that you would not believe. This man... let me read you the UPI article. This is Dateline Hamden, Connecticut, and it reads, Randy Lane, or what's left of him, has begun closing in on an organ-playing endurance record. Bubbling with optimism, he pulled off his oxygen mask today long enough to comment, the first 2 days were the worst. Lane, 35, a Trumbull resident, will move into his fourth day at the keyboard in a marathon effort he hopes will culminate in a world's record at 3 minutes after midnight on Tuesday. So what we are going to do, ladies and gentlemen, throughout this hour, we are going to have this gentleman on. Gary, since I haven't had the chance to talk to you, only because I didn't want to take the chance to talk to you, let's call him now, and we'll just keep him on for the hour. What you do, I want you to tell him, first of all, to after we talk a little bit, then to put the receiver of the telephone right next to the organ, and we're going to keep him on for an hour. We'll just fade him in and fade him out just to make sure, you know, he's not cheating. So the world's organ-playing endurance record is about to be set.
He wants a little oxygen, too.
He wants a little oxygen. When you go on the radio, Gary, deepen your voice. It's very embarrassing. A lot of people mistake you for what you really are. It's 10 minutes past 11 o'clock. We'll get started here in just a minute.
Home, home on the range. Make soup with your sandwich today. And, Mom, make it a soup your young cowpokes can really dig into. A thick, hearty soup like Campbell's Bean with Bacon. Kids of all ages go for this husky bean soup with pieces of smokehouse bacon. Campbell's Bean with Bacon Soup is a quick, easy way to add extra warmth and nourishment to their favorite sandwich. Give them a Campbell lunch today. They always eat better with Campbell's. So reach for the Campbell's, partner. It's right on your shelf.
Yes, yes, yes. Just briefly before I get you on the phone here, and I will just a second. A couple of things. As you perhaps know, reading Citizen Chandler's Times this morning, or maybe you heard about it last night, the most unbelievable story of the century, USC gets the bid to go to the Rose Bowl and will play equally exciting Purdue. And so as a consequence, we have renamed the Rose Bowl from Rose Bowl to Losers Bowl. Or indifferent bowl. Who could really care? You know, Purdue, for example, has not fielded a football team since 1908. And Purdue wasn't founded until 1909, to give you an idea of how exciting this is going to be. Other things that went on, well, you and I have not been together since yesterday. The governor has many job offers here in the state, mostly with law practices, but unfortunately he won't be able to accept any of them because all of the judges that he would be appearing in front of, he appointed. So as a consequence, I don't think he'll do that. Ronald Reagan, the governor-elect, has made a suggestion to Governor Brown, and his suggestion I thought was excellent as far as what Governor Brown is going to do for a job come January, and that is, why not get himself a Screen Actors Guild card, work for a year, build up a little experience, and then rerun for governor. And I think the governor's going to do it. And one other thing, as you know what has gone on here in Georgia, there's a stalemate between the segregationist Lester Maddox and Beau Calloway, the Republican. Well, now, this thing has gotten to the point now where it has been taken to the Supreme Court, you see. It's now in the Supreme Court as whether or not they are going to have a runoff election in Georgia to decide whether or not it's going to be Calloway who's going to be the governor for the next 4 years or Maddox for the next 4 years. So it is going to be a rather interesting decision. I have a feeling it's going to be another one of those 5-4 stalemate Supreme Court decisions. And I'll explain that in just a minute. But for those of you not familiar with Georgia politics, Lester Maddox is the outright segregationist. Isn't that right, Lester?
I am an outright segregationist. Now, I do believe in the separations of the whites and the negros.
Well, now, how do you plan on separating the whites from the negros, as you say, Lester?
You see this accent over here, don't you?
Well, now, the way I see this happening is this. I don't believe that Georgia is ever going to get a governor because of the Supreme Court, because here's the way it's going to be. It's going to wind up a tie, because first of all, Chief Justice Earl Warren is going to be out of town down in Orange County fighting impeachment proceedings, as he has to do every year at about this time. Brian Whizzer White, former Colorado All-American, will be thrown the ball by Abe Fortas. And Brian Whizzer White will look at it and remember his great days when he was an All-American at Colorado. And then he, in turn, will throw the ball over to Justice Douglas, who won't be able to catch it because he happens to have his wife over his shoulder burping her because she suffers from colic.
Iris, Iris Fancy Foods. Better taste cause it's fancy quality. Iris Fancy Foods. Better taste cause it's fancy quality. Iris Fancy Foods.
That is right.
Get out of here, Lester. When it comes to choosing the fruit for their canned fruit juices, Iris sure knows how to pick them. Take grapefruit, for example. We haven't had any great comedians in the South since, unfortunately, the late Governor Long died about 5 years ago. And maybe Lester Maddox should get in as governor because we need some comedy from the South, right? When it comes to choosing the fruit for their canned fruit juices, Iris sure knows how to pick them. Take grapefruit, for example. Pick too early, grapefruit is too acid, too sour. Pick too late, the fruit is bitter and pithy. Iris picks at the season's peak, at the moment of truth, when sun-ripened grapefruit is perfect, richest in natural sugar, jute, jute, jute. Then Iris squeezes gently, flash cooks the juice so all the bright freshness stays captive in the can. Try
doing real good on that one, wasn't it, Bobby, Dave, until I got that hard word there.
Try is the word. Try Iris grapefruit juice, or pineapple juice, orange or tomato juice. Pure fruit juices from the thoughtful folks at Iris. They sure know how to pick them, and now, of course, you do too. Eh, folks? Iris Fancy Foods, available at Lloyd's Markets. 441 Tweedy Boulevard. Can you believe that, folks? Southgate. Seems like old times.
That's great, Eddie. The guy says we ran into a tiger. It's great. Where do you hear him?
Oh, my brother-in-law knows more clean stories. You know how.
Listen, Eddie. Those reports you did were just fine. I know we put a lot of stress on you these last few weeks. Night work. Well, I just want you to know you can count on that bonus we talked about.
Hey, that's great.
Something happened to you, Eddie. Sometimes the least little tension would set you off. This time, yeah.
Well, what happened to me, Pete, is Compose. A simple pill called Compose, and I'm a new man.
He can work relaxed, relax to sleep. With Compose, largest selling sedative for temporary relief of simple nervous tension without a prescription. When you're under stress, when you've got to relax, take Compose. C-O-M-P-O-Z. Compose. Just 98 cents.
Now let's get on that line and wind to Sweet Dick Whittingtine at Upton 07263. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Are y'all there?
Not quite, my darling. How are you?
Well, I'm crushed.
Crushed?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because of the...
You're calling from Orange County.
You're right.
Therefore, you're orange crushed.
Would you believe Julius?
No, not quite. I never believed Julius. For that matter, neither did Mark Antony, if you remember.
Oh, son of a gun.
Yes, all right, my dear, what can I do for you? Let's get down to the real issues.
I want to find out how you get to be a resident.
How do you get to be a resident?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's very simple. If you want to be one, you're more than welcome. Always more than welcome.
I have several specialties. I mean, I can be a resident blood donor, a resident right-wing nut.
Well, I tell you what we need. We have a resident Count Dracula. I don't know whether you ever listened on Sunday or not, but we have a resident...
Yeah, that's how I got started on this resident bit.
Yes, well, we have a resident Count Dracula on Sunday. Now, if you would be a resident blood donor, I think that perhaps I could match you up with Count Dracula, and perhaps you could do a two-man act.
Oh, good.
Every Sunday. All right, then. Will you now be my resident blood donor and call next Sunday?
I would love to.
And I thank you very much for your call.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Howdy, howdy. It's the Wild Bull of Tohunga here. What can I do for you?
That was interesting hearing you mention Long of Louisiana. You know,
Wasn't he funny?
He still gets write-in votes every election.
I know. To me, he's a lot funnier than Dick Gregory or Godfrey Cambridge. That's my own humble opinion of comedy today.
Oh, I wonder if you could advise me. Do you think I should invest in shares in Philippine Airlines?
Philippine Airlines?
Yes.
You mean on the tourist trips
yes,
to see Dr. Tony work? Well, quite frankly, I'm doing a lot better. As you know, I'm Dr. Dick, the wonder talker of Downey, famous psychic surgeon. Why not invest in my airline? We also have an airline that takes you from Burbank to Downey every afternoon at 3 o'clock to watch me perform my miracles. LSD Airlines. You'll find it listed under the counter.
Oh, that sounds like a way-out trip.
Yes, it is. It's a short hop, but it's I think, a worthwhile venture.
By the way, I've received your Christmas catalog, and on this Tohunga gift pack...
Yes?
I understand 3 ounces of follicle food...
3 ounces of follicle food, yes.
And 3 ounces of dried fruit.
Yes.
But this Flaky Heels oil, is that polyunsaturated?
Oh, dear, I knew religion was going to get into this. Now, if you are not a believer of that particular faith, then send back the polyunsaturated, and I will send you, in turn, the saturated with no additional cost involved, all right?
Fine, thank you. Would you bless me?
Would I bless you?
Yes.
Well, I'll lay my hands on the microphone, all right?
Thank you. The blanket's over my head.
Yes, my dear. It's 19 and a half minutes. I'm not really all awake this morning. Now, be careful with me. Sweet Dick Whittington at Upton 07263. Orange County, of course, 535-7900, and out in the valley, 981-7900. The world's smartest person returns in just a minute. Let me see. You want me to do one for Lane and Fink, who make Lysol? Yeah, how about that? No doubt about it, some of today's all-purpose cleaners are great, and you know the ones I mean. They cut through grease, wipe out fingerprints, dig out dirt all around the house. But they don't contain a disinfectant, and a lot of people just won't settle for less, which is why I divorced my last wife. They want to go all the way. People like this use Lysol, L-Y-S-O-L, the concentrated disinfectant. Now, you just add a few capfuls of Lysol to your regular cleaning water, then you'll not only be cleaning, but also killing off household germs by the millions. With a little help from Lysol, you can prevent mold, mildew, and germ-caused odors in the bathroom, the kids' rooms, kitchen, everywhere you clean. A little concentrated Lysol, does it? And since Lysol is so highly concentrated, it lasts about twice as long as other disinfectants. Both the new Pine Scent version of Lysol brand disinfectant and regular clean scent are found in the household cleaning section of your store. That's the first stop you make on the way to helping your home become a cleaner and a healthier place to live. It's Lysol. Listen, do you have this guy on yet, Gary? This has to be the wildest thing you're ever going to hear. I'm going to ask you to keep your calls coming. Keep those calls coming in, folks. But we have a guest on. We've had some unbelievable ones on. But this one, I think, is going to top them all. At 21 minutes past Dick Whittington and a temperature of 96.8 degrees, we forge ahead.
Oh.
What's the matter, boss?
This last script of yours, Shakespeare. Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, but, Chief...
Listen, I did not get to be head man of this huge television enterprise with mishmash like this. I want results.
But, Chief, you said real-life adventure, action, romance, intrigue. You can't put all that in one show every week.
It's being done every day. Here, look at this.
A newspaper?
The Herald Examiner, Southern California's exciting newspaper.
Where's the action?
On any page. Vietnam, the UN.
Romance?
And Landers.
Real life adventure?
Astronauts.
What about results?
Stock market results, race results, ball game.
But do they get results?
You bet. Classified ad results like no other paper in town.
I gotta hand it to you, boss. The Herald Examiner, you... Wait a minute. There's one thing missing.
Oh, what's that?
Intrigue.
Oh, yeah? You seen Batman today?
Incidentally, did you see in Citizen Chandler's Times this morning the picture of a new governor-elect Reagan and Governor Brown, and they're shaking hands for the first time up in Sacramento? And there's no caption to it, but you can almost read Pat Brown's lips as he's saying to Ronald Reagan, "You're sure this is what you really want?" Yes, good morning. Dick Whittington, KABC.
Hi there, Dick.
Hi there. How are you?
I want to whine about football. I think it's reached a new low.
You're talking about the USC-UCLA decision?
Oh, no, no, not that.
Oh.
Well, that didn't help matters.
I'll say.
I was watching the games Saturday on telly and...
On the telly.
What?
On the telly?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. That's short for television, which is long for TV.
All right.
All those games were a big disappointment. I'll tell you, frankly, I've come to the conclusion that the best part of the game is between the halves. And
I think you're at an age where you enjoy watching the pom-pom girls more than you enjoy watching the game. Is that it? That's the way you sound to me.
So
I thought so,
right.
My friend. We have a lot in common. Yes, yes.
And my biggest worry is that I'm liable to... sit home all day on New Year's and no pom-pom girls.
Yes.
I didn't see any on the USC team, although UCLA had some...
Well, I tell you, that doesn't surprise me as far as the USC team is concerned. I couldn't even find the USC team out in the field. That's how bad it was.
Well, if they don't have pom-pom girls, they just don't have any.
I go along with you. I say to you, my friend, Tohunga, because it's the only way out.
You're so right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Let's take one more here. How are they out there in the valley? How are you?
So how are you, baby?
Hey, now. I'm going to be all right, baby, the way you talk.
Is there any openings for any residency?
Well, with the kind of a voice you have, there's an opening right now for a lunch.
A lunch?
At your place, if your husband has left for the day.
What husband? I unloaded him.
Oh, really? You didn't tell me that the last time.
I never talked to you before, baby.
Oh, you're not the one.
Not me, baby.
That's not going to stop me. Is it going to stop you?
I don't know.
Huh?
How about, have you had a resident for a psychiatrist?
Oh, I have, I think at least 115 psychiatrists. Every Sunday's trying to analyze me, so I really have an overload of psychiatrists.
Have you, had all the treatments that's required?
Well, as you know...
No, this is not derogative, baby. I like the way you talk.
Yeah. Well, as you know, I am known as the wonder talker, and I do marvelous psychic surgeon work with my mouth. So as a consequence, that's probably the reason why, because you believe. Is that right?
There's nobody I would believe in more than you.
Well, let me tell you something. How about letting me now name you... my resident patient, and any time you feel some illness of some sort, you just call Dick the Wonder Talker, Dr. Dick the Wonder Talker, and let me cure your ill, okay?
I'd be very happy.
Okay. Yeah. At 11 o'clock in the morning this year, 25 and a half minutes past 11 o'clock as we forge ahead, ladies and gentlemen. And why are we forging ahead? Because unfortunately, I've heard the last 25 minutes, and I don't want to go back.
Hello, tell it to George.
George, about the new Case Wayne Golden Pride canned yams. You know they are grown locally right here in California.
Yeah, I know, lady. New Case Wayne Golden Pride canned yams. Tastier, sweeter, firm and richer yams, sweetheart. Perfect with ham or turkey dinner.
Yes, George. Now, my question is...
Hello?
Who's this?
Oh, it's my party line, George.
Hey, is this the Chow Yuck Laundry?
No, it's radio, fella.
Look, Yuck, you've been putting too much starch in my polo shirts again.
Listen, fella, this isn't Yuck.
Ignore him, George. Now, about those Case Wayne Golden Pride yams.
Yams, lady. Golden Pride yams.
Hey, where's Yuck?
This is Tell It to George, a radio program. We're talking about Case Wayne yams. Now get lost.
Radio? Hey, can I say hello to somebody?
Get off the line.
Hello, Howard. How you doing, baby?
Hang up to both of you. Hang.
Oh, wait a minute. About the Case Wayne yucks,
yams,
George.
Lady, yams.
Seriously, Yuck.
What? What?
No starch in the polo shirts.
Out, out.
Hello, George.
Who's this? Who's this?
This is Yuck. You know that nut who just called you about the starch of polo shirts?
Will you get out of here, please? Out, Yuck.
Yams, George. Case Wayne Golden Pride yams.
Yams, yams. I know. Yeah, yams.
And Dick Whittington, KABC, the world's smartest person, up in 07263, and we'll get right back to you here in a minute.
Blue Seal Choo Choo, all aboard! White bread, rye bread, golden wheat, buns and rolls, or cinnamon treats. Switch your menu every time when you ride the Blue Seal line. Cold cuts, hammer cheese, sandwiches are sure to please. Peanut butter or jelly spread, good with any Blue Seal bread. Lots of flavors to enjoy, good for every girl and boy. Here's the way to start your day, make your toast the Blue Seal way.
What a downpour. I'm soaked.
Now stop your complaining and reach for the Campbell's. It's right on your shelf. A good hot bowl of Campbell's tomato soup. Can be ready. Be no time at all. 28 minutes now past 11. Now, I want to go to Hamden, Connecticut. I want you to stay on the line because I'm going to need your calls. Don't go away. I won't ask you to participate in this because there's really nothing to participate in. However, let us keep our calls going, if we can, between now and 12 noon, because I'm going to keep my guest on the line, but here's the reason why I am prefacing this way. My guest is going to be Randy Lane, or what's left of him. He has begun on an organ-playing endurance record, and he currently, I think, is out to set the record of 103 hours. So he has to attain 103 hours, and then he has to go over that. So let's go to Hamden, Connecticut now, and Randy Lane. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. No, never mind how I am. How are you?
I'm doing real fine today.
All right. Now, when did you start, Randy? Let's establish this. When did you start playing the organ there?
When did I start playing the organ?
Well, on this endurance record.
At 5 o'clock last Thursday afternoon.
For heaven's sakes. And you've been... It's been nonstop?
Nonstop until... last night.
Oh, in other words, you're over.
Just finished it.
Oh, shoot, Randy. What I wanted you to do here, old friend, was this. I wanted you to play for us, as a part of your endurance record, during the next half hour, because I got nothing going out here in Los Angeles, and I thought we could do a little organ fill.
Uh-huh.
Between now, and see, it's 11:30 out here, and I thought maybe you could fill up some time for me between now and 12 noon. Well, listen, Randy, let me ask you a couple of questions here on KABC, AM and FM in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
First of all, I'm going to ask you to take your oxygen mask off when you talk to me. I imagine you, perhaps during the last couple of hours of that endurance record that you set with your organ, had to wear an oxygen mask, didn't you?
No, I was administered oxygen once every hour.
Once?
Only two breaths of it.
For heaven's sakes. I understand, Randy, because of what you have done, setting the organ endurance record, that the mayor of Hamden, Connecticut, is so proud of you that he's invited you to his home for an organ recital. Is that right?
That is correct.
Yes. How long have you been playing this organ of yours, Randy?
Well, I've been playing organ for 17 years.
For 17 years. Well, now, why in the world could you care about setting an organ endurance record?
Actually, it was just a personal ambition for... self-satisfaction, I guess you would call it.
I see. Now, did you play slow tunes or fast tunes, mostly?
We played a mixture of both.
Well, now, didn't the slow tunes, didn't they kind of make you a little drowsy?
No, they more or less had a tendency to give me a rest.
Oh, I see. Well, it would seem to me if I were attempting to set an organ endurance record as you have done, that I would concentrate on the up-tempo tunes because, naturally, that would pulsate through your body, keep the blood circulating, and keep you wide awake. But it didn't work that way, huh?
No. You can actually tire yourself out by playing all fast numbers.
I see.
And this was a matter of pacing so we could cover this amount of hours.
Well, what about Sleepy Lagoon and things like that? That didn't put you to sleep or almost put you to sleep?
I stayed away from those.
Did you stay away from those? Well, now, what kind of crowds did you attract up there in Hamden, Connecticut?
Anywhere between 1,500 and 2,000 people.
Really?
On a Sunday.
What did you do? In a store you did this?
Yes, it was in the Hammond Organ Dealer's store.
Oh, I understand. I see. It's a nice gimmick. Now, how many musical selections did you play, Randy?
I think there were 1,966, I believe. Hold on just a minute. I'll get the figure.
Go ahead. I mean, this is important, ladies and gentlemen.
2,054.
What was the old endurance record, by the way?
The old endurance record is 103 hours, 2 minutes, and 5 seconds.
And your new endurance record?
103 hours, 21 minutes, and 4 seconds.
Could you have gone on further?
I could have gone probably another 3 or 4 hours.
Is that right? I mean, you have that much wealth of material, that much of a repertoire. Or did you do any repeating of tunes?
Well, there were some repeats on a lot of the popular numbers because we did answer requests.
Oh, you took requests.
Oh, yes.
Well, now, Randy, are you somewhere near that organ of yours?
No, I'm at home now, and I don't have an organ near this telephone.
You don't have an extension or something like that? We would love to hear you play.
No, I don't, because I took some of my equipment out, and the organ I have at home at present is not working.
Oh, that's a shame, because we were hoping that perhaps we could get you. I realize by this time you must be pretty sick and tired of the organ, but we were hoping out here in Los Angeles that maybe we could get you to play a little number for us on that organ. It can't be, though, huh?
I'm sorry I have to disappoint you. If I were set up for it, or if I had known in advance, I would have made arrangements.
Yeah. Well, Randy, what if we did this? Because I think that this is important. You see, I do one of these hate telephone programs. I'm sure you have them back east there. We have a philosophy to hate is great. And what we do, we try to resolve the issues. And the issue here is, did you really play that organ for 103 hours and 21 minutes? And actually, we cannot ascertain this until we hear you play the organ. So I'm wondering, could we call you back maybe sometime later this week and have you play that organ?
Yes, I would say it would be all right.
All right. Well, we'll get clearance here if you don't mind. And Randy, I want to congratulate you. I think it's a remarkable thing you've done. And then we will be talking to you soon again, right?
Fine.
And can I incidentally take requests here in Los Angeles? What we'll do, we'll take requests. We're an all request station.
Uh-huh.
So we'll take requests here in Los Angeles and then we'll just feed them to you there in Hamden, Connecticut, okay?
That would be fine.
Listen, I'm going to make a star out of you. I want you to know that, Randy. Thank you very much, Randy.
Thank you, Mr. Whittington.
Bye-bye. Gee, he called me Mr. Whittington. He doesn't even know me, obviously. Listen, Gare, the rotten, vicious Gary Miller, ever fraught with danger. Let's call him, what is today, Tuesday? Let's call him Thursday, and let's have a full, I don't think it's ever been done here on all conversation radio, let's have a full hour of organ fill music. I think it'll get a bigger rating than I'm getting. And I tell you what we'll do, folks. If you like this idea, we'll have you call in your all-time favorite organ requests, and then we'll call Randy Lane in Hamden, Connecticut, and he will play your all-time favorite organ requests. So you've just heard, ladies and gentlemen, another first here as a Dick Whittington Public Service on KABC, Randy Lane, the holder of the organ-playing endurance record, 103 hours and 21 minutes. And incidentally, since this is a program for losers, tomorrow we're going to have the guy whose record was beaten by Randy Lane. I know you want to come in for that one. Can you you've done it again, Gare. Can you imagine selecting buying, sorting, and packing. I wish we had Jack Wells here with his laugh. I need it at this moment. Can you imagine selecting, buying, sorting, and packing, and shipping over 40,000 Christmas toys? Well, that's the job of the Butternut Coffee Christmas Club. Sweet old Dick Whittington reminding you that last year the club made Christmas extra merry with special gifts and goodies for over 40,000 children in more than 300 children's homes. Now this year they hope to make these numbers even greater. To learn more about the wonderful work of this club, see details on certificates from Butternut Coffee Cans or write the Butternut Coffee Christmas Club, 2342 Tubeway Avenue, Los Angeles, or call 685-8883. No solicitation of money or property value is ever made or accepted for the Butternut Coffee Christmas Club. It's supported by funds provided by the producers of Butternut Coffee. No product purchase is required or solicited to encourage this unique work. I'll get right back to you here at Upton 07263. Moan on the telephone to Sweet Dick Whittington, 535-7900 Orange County, and the line is open out in the valley, 981-7900 would be that number. With a little luck, you'll get a GE color television for Christmas. Every day from now through December 14th, Laura Scudder's is giving away a color set in its Christmas sweepstakes, and every day the winner will be announced on this station. You'll find all the details at your supermarket, no purchase required. You just look for the color TV Christmas sweepstakes display at the Laura Scudder's snack rack. And if you're lucky, this might be your last black and white Christmas. It'll be for yesterday's winner, J.W. Barham of La Mesa, California. All righty here, folks. Now let's get on that line and start to wind to Dick Whittington. And a boom-ba-la-ba-jum-ba. Good morning, Dick Whittington. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Dick, I'd like to call concerning the criticism of Dr. Tony by some of the skeptics.
Excellent, yes.
Yes. Well,
we're going to have him on, isn't it? I don't mean to interrupt you. We're going to have him on either tomorrow or Saturday. I hope you'll be with us.
I will be. It's been reported that the objects removed from some of his patients were chicken gizzards and pig livers.
Yeah.
And other such animal parts. And I would like to know, did the skeptics expect him to leave these things in when he finds them?
That's a very good point,
yes,
my friend.
And you know, I think their time could be more constructively spent finding out what causes these things to grow in people.
Exactly.
Instead of calling Dr. Tony a fraud.
Right. I mean, if someone is unfortunately endowed with a chicken gizzard or a chicken neck, then I do agree with you, my friend,
right,
that it should be removed.
I think the most...
And given back to the chicken.
That's right. The most respected surgeon, if he were to... In orthodox operations, if he were to open a patient and find a chicken gizzard, I think he'd remove it, too.
I can only agree
Don't
with you.
You? And there would be no miracle, no cries of fraud.
You
just take it out.
Absolutely, my friend. And not only that, I saw those motion pictures that
yes.
we all saw, I suppose. Not only a chicken gizzard, a chicken neck, but also I noticed a partridge in a pear tree was removed. And I think that also...
A partridge in a pear tree.
A partridge in a pear tree was
right.
there also.
I understand that's terminal.
Yes, that is, in many instances.
Well, yes. But anyway, I'll be looking forward to hearing him, and I would also like to hear some stories about the research that could be done to find out what causes these things to grow.
Yes, I... In the meantime, I'll lay my hand on my microphone here, and of course, you're cured.
Thank you.
Yes, that's all right.
Okay.
Don't forget to send your love offerings. As you know, we psychic surgeons do not submit a bill, but in order to keep us in business, we ask for your love offerings. I'll spell that. L-O-V-K-A-B-C, Los Angeles 16. It's... Yeah, how are you?
Well, I'm real fine. How are you?
As soon as I get through, I'm going to cure myself, and I think I'm going to be all right. What can I do for you this morning?
Oh, I just wanted to let you know I enjoyed the interview with Mr. Lane.
With who?
With the man who has the organ player.
Oh, did you? That was one of my greater interviews, yes. I think that he ranks with the lady who writes the Chinese fortune proverbs for the Hong Kong Noodle Company. I think that ranks right up along with that one.
Boy, I do, too. You know, I'm especially interested because I have a Wurlitzer organ.
Oh, a mighty Wurlitzer.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be close by it, would you?
Well, I'm right next to it.
If you don't play me something, I'm just going to hate you.
Well, I'm going to tell you the story about this. 3 years ago, you know,
mm-hmm.
my birthday is on Christmas, so my hubby says that kiddo, I'm going to go out and buy your birthday and Christmas present.
Yeah?
So I said, oh, you are? Okay. Well, he was gone so long, I almost had the police out looking for him. I thought he had an accident, you know.
That rascal.
So he came home, and he said, well, I got your present. I said, what did you get me? So he pulls his brochure out of his pocket and showed me the picture of this organ. I said, you must be kidding. He said, you won't think so in 3 days when it comes. And here I had never seen an organ in the house before. I've never taken a lesson.
Uh-huh.
And I was just floored. I was actually in a state of shock.
Was it a large organ?
Yes, it's a large organ. And I thought, now here he's gone and spent this money on this beautiful instrument.
Yes.
And I'll never be able to play the thing.
Oh, my.
So I just started banging away on it, and I never took a lesson.
Well, may I ask a favor of you?
Yeah.
And I think you know what it is. We're going to pause here just for a second, then I want you to get over to the seat of the console of your mighty Wurlitzer and play us a selection, anything that might fit the day.
Okay.
All right, so you just wait a moment here, and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
You know, it's hard to make a good pot pie, but with Banquet, there's no need to try. Turkey and chicken and beef.
Oh, my.
Thank goodness for Banquet frozen food.
When the kids are home alone with Dad, his cooking's really not so bad. He knows that Banquet can be had. Thank goodness for Banquet frozen food.
Banquet frozen food, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, available at all Mayfair markets. Hoffman's Townhouse Ham takes all the work and all the waste out of ham. You don't need to cook it because it's already baked to perfection. Remove the protective wrapper, slice it thick or thin into choiceless bone center cuts. Enjoy it cold or heat it through with your favorite fruit glaze for a fancy finishing touch. Either way, it's all delicious, tender meat. No bone, no rind, no excess fat. Penny for penny. Your best ham by Hoffman's Townhouse, and of course available at Mayfair as we forge ahead, ever seeking the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Truthful Dick Whittington right back with you.
This is a sad but true story about time and what it can do to food. In the time it takes to get to your kitchen, much of food's fresh, wide-awake taste has gone to sleep. In fact, within 24 hours, food can lose as much as 50% of its fresh, wide-awake taste. That's why you need Accent. Accent has taken the same thing Mother Nature puts into fresh foods and puts it into a little red package. Accent gives you back the wide-awake taste Mother Nature intended.
Remember, it's easy to borrow. At Morris Plan, the people you can count on.
When you need money, phone or visit Morris Plan. You'll like the thoughtful, pleasant way Morris Plan people go about getting you the money you want. On approval of your credit, your loan may be granted immediately for any worthwhile purpose.
Remember, it's easy to borrow. At Morris Plan, the people you can count on.
Morris Plan for finance.
Now, Oregon lady, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. Incidentally, do you take requests?
Yeah, what do you want?
Let's just see here. I'm going to put you on hold for just a second. I'll go down the board here and see if anybody has any requests. Hang on just a second.
Oh, okay.
Listen, are you there?
Well, of course.
Do you have any requests for the organ?
Sleepy Lagoon, please.
Huh?
Sleepy Lagoon, please.
I don't know. I don't think she knows that one.
Oh, please. I'm so sleepy.
A Sleepy Lagoon. All right, then I'll get right back with you. I'll pass that one on. Do you have any requests for the organ?
No, sir, I haven't.
You don't, all right. It's controversial, that one. Do you have any requests for the organ?
Yeah, how about In a Chapel of the Moonlight?
In a Chapel in the Moonlight. We'll see if she knows that one. I'll be right back. How about you? Anything for the organ this morning?
Yes. Pomp and Circumstance.
Pomp and Circumstance. Gee, there's one I haven't heard since the old vaudeville days. Remember Pomp and Circumstance? I think one of the funnier vaudeville acts. Listen, I'll ask her about that. I'll be right back with you. Hello. Do you have any requests for the organ?
No, I don't.
None at all? What's the matter? You don't like organ?
Oh, this is me.
Oh, you're the organ lady. Oh, yes. Well, now, listen. I do get confused. Well, we have Pomp and Circumstance.
Oh, I don't know that.
That's just as well.
Hey, I have to just play what I know because I've never taken lessons, you know.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people have forgotten Harry Pomp and George Circumstances just as well.
Well,
they had
a
rotten act.
I never knew it to begin with.
Well, how about Sleepy Lagoon? Do you know that one?
No, why don't you just let me play A Fascination or If I Loved You or something like that?
Well, let's take a... I tell you what we'll do. We'll take a vote between Fascination and If I Loved You. I want to make sure everybody's happy. Hang on just a second. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Which is it? Fascination?
Hello there.
Wait a minute. Fascination or If I Loved You?
No.
Neither one. I'll be right back. Hang on now. Which is it? Fascination or If I Loved You? Hello?
Hello?
Fascination or If I Loved You? Which would you like to hear?
Neither one of those. On the organ?
Uh-huh.
No, I want to talk to Dick Whittington.
Well, okay, you will in just a moment. She doesn't know that one, though. I'll be right back. Whoops. Which would you like, a Fascination or If I Loved You?
Oh, If I Loved You.
If I Loved You. I kind of like your voice. I think I want to hear that one, too. Okay, let's go back to the organ, lady. Yeah. If I Loved You is the general consensus.
Oh, okay.
Here she goes, over to the mighty Wurlitzer organ. And now the mighty Wurlitzer lady is going to play on her mighty Wurlitzer, If I Loved You. Here we go. Organ lady is playing here. It just occurred to me it might be an excellent idea if we have her stay on for 5 days and she could break the existing record of that man in Hamden, Connecticut, Ricky Lane. I'll ask her about that when we come back. Sorry to interrupt. I know this is a... You enjoying this one, right? How do you like this? She plays pretty good?
Yeah,
I like it too. Be right back with you. Hang on. You enjoying it? Pretty good, huh? Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She plays good. Listen, I didn't even audition her. I think she's doing pretty good. What do you think?
She's doing pretty
good.
Yeah,
okay. We'll go back to her now. Hang on. Is it true that Ethel Smith is alive and hiding in Argentina? Ah, that was lovely.
Did you hear it?
Resident organ lady, what I want you to do, will you do me a favor?
What?
I have a Sunday program that coincidentally is called the Sunday Program, and I have another resident organist.
Okay.
I would like to, we have a conference set up here, I would like to have you team up with him, and you both play a number at the same time. Could I get you to call next Sunday?
Yeah.
All right, I'm on from noon until 5, okay?
Could you hear it okay?
Believe me, well, I took a general consensus of the panel while you were playing, and everybody is completely enthralled and very happy that your husband brought that organ home.
Well, you know, I've never taken a lesson.
Well, I wouldn't have known that.
I just learned myself.
That's really remarkable. Now, listen, I'm going to hear from you on Sunday, right?
Yeah. What time are you on?
Noon to 5.
Oh, okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
May I help you?
My agency sent me here to the Sahara Hotel regarding your personnel wanted ad.
Oh, yes. Well, we're staffing up for our Las Vegas Sahara Safari. 3 days, 2 nights at the Sahara Hotel, all for $28.50.
Well, I'd like to apply. I've had a lot of safari experience.
Uh-huh. Well, what are your qualifications?
Well, as you can see, I'm a camel.
Yes, well, we're not really hiring camels at the Sahara at the moment.
But for all the trekking across the desert...
No, you see, the Sahara Safari is a vacation package right here at the Sahara Hotel Las Vegas. 3 days, 2 nights, dinner and show in the Congo Room, dining and dancing down the beachcomber, that sort of thing. There's no trekking across the desert.
Oh, so you can use a camel here at the Sahara.
Well, can you wait tables? Can you sing, dance? Can you caddy? Can you shuffle?
No, I only trek.
Well, I'm sorry, we haven't got anything for a camel.
Well, mind if I use your phone?
No, go right ahead.
Thanks. Gee, I sure wish they could use me on that Sahara Safari.
Mind taking your hooves off the desk?
What? Oh, sorry.
I mean, after all, the Sahara Hotel is a place.
Sahara Safari. 3 days, 2 nights, $28.50. Hotel Sahara, Las Vegas. See your travel agent for details.
Hello, honey. I hope you don't mind, but I invited Fred home for lunch.
Fred's his girlfriend. Reach for the Campbell's. It's right on your shelf. Men go for a hearty, hefty soup like Campbell's Vegetable Soup.
Cheese souffle.
Dofer's frozen cheese souffle. It's never been done before. Now Stouffer's brings you a frozen cheese souffle. It always rises to the occasion, whatever the occasion.
All right, let's get back on the phone here. Yes, good morning. Dr. Dick, the wonder healer of Downey, and what
this
can I do for you?
James Mason.
James Mason.
Yes. Hello there, is this Lester Maddox?
This is Lester Maddox.
Holy mackerel, Lester. I'm telling you, boy, it's so good to talk with
you. Easy how you talk to me, boy. I'll split your head with my axe.
Please,
you just watch out.
Don't do that to me.
How do you think I'm going to win the governorship in January?
I don't know. I'm tired of y'all hitting me.
Who's this, my resident Negro?
It's your resident suede cat. That's me, baby.
Listen.
Hey, listen.
Wait. Let me talk to you just for a second. Seriously,
right.
Okay? First of all, Sunday, I was looking for you because I had a resident lonely Negro lady who wanted to meet you. I really mean it. She didn't have a job for you. And my second question, incidentally, have you gotten a job yet?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Whereabouts?
Well, do you want me to mention the
station? You go right ahead.
KAD.
Wonderful. In other words, you're on KADS. That's the FM one ad station.
Yeah, right. I'll start probably Monday.
Oh, that's
Scott
great.
Call me this morning.
What time will you be on?
I don't know. I really don't. It'll be an 8-hour shift. I'll be making $2 a day more than you. Hey, is that wild?
I think I'm going to say this for just about everybody, because I say this not on the air professionally to create effect, but I've had many, many people ask about you and call and also write about you. And really, we've all been following your pursuit of a career with rather avid interest, and I think that I voice the opinion of everyone when I say that we're awfully happy for you.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm very pleased for you.
Very nice.
Yes.
Hey, incidentally...
What are you going to be reading? What ads? Is that it?
Well, it'll be that, or... one ad.
Yeah.
Classified. Yeah,
that's why.
They're all kind of filed up right now with the programming schedule, but they're working it out.
Yeah.
So it might work out real good.
I hope it does for you, and I hope it's a long-lasting job. Incidentally, I'm going to be calling you for a job after December the 10th. So,
yes, I talked
so be
with
on
Uncle,
the air.
I talked with Uncle Benny. I wrote him a letter about you, incidentally.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I talked with his lovely secretary, too.
Yes.
She's beautiful.
Yeah. Listen, I have to move here because there's something I want to do before I get off today, and you know all about the commercial situation. But
yes,
again,
I know all about that.
Again, congratulations from all of us here, friendly resident Negro, or resident suede cat, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. Cool. But
thank you very much.
Tahunga.
Tahunga to you, my friend.
Okay.
Who is that man over there?
I'll introduce you to him. He's got the most unusual occupation.
What is he, a tea taster?
Better. He's the Manischewitz berry selector. You think all those plump and luscious berries Manischewitz uses in their fruit wines just squeeze into the bottles by themselves? Somebody has to find them.
Where does he get them?
Europe, my dear. That's the only place he can find berries perfect enough for the juices from which Manischewitz elderberry, blackberry, and cherry wines are made.
But why haven't I seen him at one of your parties before?
Well, the Manischewitz berry selector spends so much time traveling, they just don't get around much anymore.
Man, oh, Manischewitz, kosher wine for me. Manischewitz wine is fine as wine should be. Whether sweet or dry, it's just plain heavenly.
Yes, the best there is Manischewitz's.
Man, oh, Manischewitz, what a wine.
What a wine.
A specially sweetened product of Manischewitz Wine Company, New York, New York.
And you have the right to complain to sweet Dick Whitting Tane, the wonder healer of Downey. Don't forget our flights. Every afternoon at 3 p.m. via ILSD Airlines, we fly you from Burbank to Downey, so that, of course, you can witness, ladies and gentlemen, live and in person, the marvelous work that I'm doing down there. Incidentally, this was just given to me by the newsroom. County supervisors today repealed an ordinance allowing the controversial youth permits under which teenage nightclubs have flourished on the strife-torn Sunset Strip. Well, I won't have time to do anything on that today, tomorrow. However, I also have just received a call from Sheriff Peter Pitches, and he's asked the city council not to renew my organ permit. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know which side I'm on as far as that Sunset Strip business is concerned. That takes an awful lot of gall. Here's Save-On's radio bargain of the day. Only at Save-On drugstores, only today, Tuesday. Only $1.98 for a porcelain enameled roasting pan big enough to hold an 18-pound turkey. This roast well pan has a built-in gravy well, too, so it catches all the juices. Save-On's regular price for this large pan is $2.59, so get a bigger Thanksgiving turkey with your radio bargain savings today only. The porcelain enameled roasting pan with lid, only $1.98 at your neighborly Save-On drugstore. And don't forget to remember today's radio bargain, the porcelain enameled roaster that holds an 18-pound turkey, only $1.98 to save on tonight until 10. For just a few moments, if I may, I would like to pause from the primary function of this program, which, of course, as you know, is to answer the telephone. But I was looking at the clock, and it was 34 minutes from this moment, 3 years ago today, in Dallas, Texas. Oh, Captain, my Captain, our fearful trip is done. The ship has weathered every rack, the prize we sought is won, the port is near, the bells I hear, the people all exulting, while follow eyes the steady keel, the vessel grim and daring, but oh, heart, 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 oh, the bleeding drops of red. Where on the deck my Captain lies, fallen cold and dead. Oh, Captain, my Captain, rise up and hear the bells, rise up. For you the flag is flung, for you the bugle trills, for you bouquets and ribboned wreaths, for you the shores are crowding, for you they call the swaying mass, their eager faces turning. Here, Captain, dear father, the arm beneath your head. It is some dream that on the deck you've fallen cold and dead. My Captain does not answer. His lips are pale and still. My father does not feel my arm. He has no pulse nor will. The ship is anchored safe and sound, its voyage closed and done. From fearful trip the victor ship comes in with object won. Exult, O shores, and ring, O bells. But I, with mournful tread, walk the deck my Captain lies, fallen cold and dead. O Captain, my Captain. Walt Whitman, 1867. John Fitzgerald Kennedy, 1963. And Dick Whittington, good morning.
Hello, I'm Jean-Pierre Aumont. In the bad old days, good grooming for men was a shave, haircut, some tonic, and a little witch hazel. But then, men of spirit discovered Zizanie. An eau de toilette, a revolution. And now the revolution of elegance and comfort is complete. You'll find the imported Zizanie essence in all today's essentials for men. What a difference between aftershave lotion and Zizanie après-shave. The Zizanie has a protective lubricant you can feel. And there is Zizanie hair conditioner spray, deodorant spray, and the world's most expensive glycerin soap, Zizanie Savon pour Homme, all blended in the United States, priced from $3 to $40 in silvered flacons. Do your part in the revolution, girls, with gift boxes of Zizanie, Z-I-Z-A-N-I-E, Zizanie, at the finest men's toiletry bars.
A look at the weather for Los Angeles and vicinity. Sunny with some cloudiness today, high about 68. Partly cloudy tonight and Wednesday, with chance of scattered showers. Low tonight, 52. Slightly cooler on Wednesday. Rain probabilities increasing to 30% tonight and 50% on Wednesday. KABC, AM and FM, Los Angeles.
What has Qantas done to the South Pacific this time? Now, Qantas brings the South Pacific nearer than ever. $756 near. Only $756 round trip to fly beyond the horizon to Hawaii and on to the fabled islands of Fiji, to the broad booming land of Australia. Once the South Pacific was $1,008 expensive. Now, Qantas, the most traveled airline to the South Pacific, brings it nearer than ever with a new round trip economy excursion fare. Only $756 from San Francisco to Sydney. Only $76 down. Qantas puts this remarkable fare into effect for transpacific travel commencing May 18, 1967, subject to government approval. And look forward to new, low-priced, all-inclusive tours. Now is the time to make plans. Ask your travel agent about dates, about times, about Qantas.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
The silence of the desert seas are warm. Welcome to the springs. Palm Springs is just for fun. Just for golf and just for sun. Just for taking all the tension out of things. Come and lose your inhibition. Take a suntan intermission. Come and warm your disposition in Palm Springs. Palm Springs is just for fun. Just for getting nothing done. For the night and daytime pleasure that it brings. Come and spend your playtime leisure.
On KABC Radio, Paul Harvey.
Well, first, little unfinished business. That University of Colorado co-ed who got an F and blamed the teacher and went to court to demand a recount, she won her case. So they gave her another test in English Lit. And she got another F. Franco is phasing himself out. The Spanish dictator, 74, next month, has asked all adult Spaniards to approve changes in that nation's laws, ending his 27-year-long dictatorship in favor of modified legislative rule. Danes go to the polls today. The issue there is more or less socialism in Denmark. The FDA, seeking to minimize the menace of fatal overdosing with aspirin, decrees that no aspirin container may contain more than 36 tablets after July 1. Ray Charles, the blind jazz singer, charged possession, heroin, and marijuana, guilty as charged. $10,000 fine, 5 years in jail. The jail sentence suspended, instead gets 4 years probation. American Motors lost $13 million this past year, but Chairman Evans insists his company is in the car business to stay, and there are safety defects in thousands of new cars. I said there are safety defects in thousands of new cars. The car makers themselves say, the big four of our auto industry, plus three major foreign car makers, have advised the government that there are defects in thousands of the new ones and that warnings have been sent out to their owners. Well, now, this is the new law. Under the Federal Traffic Safety Act, any imperfections which constitute safety defects must be reported. Milton Friedman, economist at the University of Chicago, says the military draft is inefficient, unfair, and impractical. He favors abolishing the draft and obtaining military manpower through economic incentives. In the central highlands of Vietnam, where an American platoon was about wiped out yesterday, renewed fighting today. Chester Manley of Chicago's Tribune is just back from there, and he says the military leaders who could speak off the record were unanimous in their belief that we could get that war over with promptly by a naval blockade and effective use of our big bombers. Oh, I know what I wanted to mention. Houston's Tribune has backtracked on the 25,000 comic books which the government printed for publicizing the Job Corps. Our government spent $25,000 on comic books, your dollars, for publicizing the Job Corps, and then the Office of Economic Opportunity decided it did not want the comic books after all, so they are stored in warehouses, where you are, in addition to the $25,000 you have already paid, now paying $125 a month storage. Rare is the man to whom contemporaries will raise a statue in his own time. but to a Christ-like human they did, in Birmingham, Alabama. Tomorrow at prayer point overlooking that uncommonly beautiful city, the statue of Brother James Alexander Brown will be rededicated. Brother Brown, the patron saint of Birmingham. Someday when we have satisfied ourselves with the nothingness of space, perhaps man again will look inside himself and there, seeking, find the divine spark in each of us which made this man glow. In the spotlight, UPI, despite the tie, now names Michigan State number one because Notre Dame ran out the clock in the last minutes last Saturday. Notre Dame has one more game in which to look good, but again, they'll have to do it without Hanratty or Gladio. Buck Passer has arrived Santa Anita to try to get accustomed to California's later alarm clock. 3 years since the Kennedy assassination, the investigation may have to be reopened. At least one member of the Warren Commission, which investigated it, now admits discrepancies. Also, Senator Russell Long, historian Arthur Schlesinger, Governor Connolly, all these suspect there may have been a second killer. Mrs. Catherine O'Hay-Grenahan, whose signature is on your money, has resigned as treasurer. She was hurt in a fall last year and apparently never got over it. Italy's government may limit cigarette smoking. There's nothing definite yet. They don't yet know how. But they consider the health menace irrefutable. Wyoming's smokers are smoking less. Judging from the tax take from tobacco sales, Wyoming is stopping smoking. 6.21% fewer cigarettes than a year ago. More than 6% fewer. Wyoming State Tribune says of 9 months measured this year, during seven of them, cigarette sales in Wyoming declined. From Puerto Rico, Michigan's Governor Romney has sent word that he'd like to meet with California's Ron Reagan to see if the party can learn to fly on both wings. You know what? The airlines are now having to fight the silliness of that new Civil Rights Act, which specifies no discrimination in employment based on sex, because stewardesses are, as you know, female. Absurd as it sounds, the law construes this to be discrimination against men. Page 2.
Take good care of your money, and here is the way. Start a bank account at Crocker Citizens today. The helpful bank you'll find is Crocker Citizens, the Crocker Citizens National Bank.
Ever wonder how self-made people make money? Well, every successful person will tell you that the first step to wealth is saving part of your income. At Crocker Citizens, we help you do just that, the almost painless way, with our layaway plan. Let's say you have or open a savings in a checking account. Then, with one simple okay from you, we automatically transfer a regular amount from your checking to your savings account each month. Even a little bit saved regularly adds up surprisingly in just a year's time. Now, the money you save in our layaway plan may not make you rich, not right away at least, but it will give you a wonderful feeling of accomplishment and security. Crocker Citizens National Bank, member Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Again, Paul Harvey.
Thousands of miles since I last touched this home base. A backward glance. My potpourri of recent memories is an illogical, unchronological conglomeration in which apparent trifles float to the top. I see Spokane, Washington in bloom, in such splendor that the colors and fragrance even now crowd out from my mind's eye this wet, gray Chicago day. Spokane's Duncan Gardens I will remember for dahlias bigger than your head. I will remember that of all the magnificent country clubs which I have seen, one of the most beautiful golf courses, perhaps the most beautiful, is a public fee municipal golf course in Spokane called Indian Canyon. Municipal courses generally have a reputation of being overplayed and underdeveloped, but this is one spectacular exception, Indian Canyon. And a thousand nights I will remember Morgan's Lights. 10 acres of soybeans, the family went without a lot of things to buy fertilizer and top dressing for 120 acres of wheat, but now 10 years later, the one-room box house is a new modern brick home. Nice songs, with romantic words to melodious music. If the wealth... Okay. It did. In West Pakistan...
colors we have found to be more practical than the darker colors. But I think the important thing to keep in mind is that one should strike a happy medium, and certainly any decorator could combine the most durable piece of merchandise for a overall plan that would withstand the abuse that children could possibly give it.
From Studio 6 Live on KNX Los Angeles, this is The Storyline, the program that keeps you in touch with the times. In a moment, we'll return to Mr. Mervyn Barnett on the firing line today, answering your questions, phone to Hollywood 1-9911. Here is gardening. Mrs. Ketterman, your question for Mr. Barnett, please.
Yes, Mr. Barnett, I'd like to know what color walls to use with gold carpeting in a large area, living room, dining room, and hall, with gold nylon carpeting, and would pale apricot be suitable?
All right, thank you, ma'am.
To answer your first question of whether pale apricot would be suitable, yes, it would. However, I don't think that I would recommend this color unless it were going to be used to some large degree in the balance of the room. I think you might do better to have an off-white wall color or even a very pale gold color. What would influence your decision, of course, would be the overall feeling you would like to have. You would have to decide, first of all, how formal you'd want the room. You would have to more or less have in mind the very nature of the furnishings. The color in your particular instance would have very much to do with the formality of the room. Gold in itself, these particular shades of gold, tends to suggest...
and a new self-respect here in Paris. The self-confidence comes from the fact that General de Gaulle, the great and lonely soldier of France, has asked the people of Paris to help him. He needs help from just simple, ordinary citizens like us. And the citizens came out and offered their help. The invasion did not come off. It may come off any night now, the Prime Minister says. But Parisians believe that the paratroopers did not drop because they were ready to fight. So they're confident in their own strength and in their own self-respect. This is David Schoenbrunn, your man in Paris.
Yes, sir, hear all about it. Narcotics problem growing in the Southland.
Behind the headlines and the events that shape today's news are people with problems. And the KNX Kaleidoscope brings you their voices.
I had no understanding of the problem. I fought it. He was really hooked. He had to turn himself in with a cap of heroin.
The KNX Kaleidoscope.
This is Bob Ferris, host for the KNX Kaleidoscope, with a radio report to help you better understand the pulse beat of the news. The KNX Kaleidoscope will present a probing word view of the ever-changing Southern California scene.